He had to end up getting 3 stitches in his lip last night at the hospital, but Hank Lanonic won by 37.
Region 5 basketball tournaments heat up, but the Upper Lynn Canal has 4 teams in the championship bracket. And they've had appearances on MTV, in People Magazine, and GQ. But on Monday, the On Sisters play the Chilcat Center for the Arts. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and more coming up. Glacier Bears and Panthers boys and girls basketball teams all made it to the championship round in the Region 5 2A and 3A tournaments in Juneau and Sitka. The Glacier Bears boys are recovering after a mighty win against the Metlakatla Chiefs on Thursday night. The unusually aggressive game sent top scorer Kyle Fossman to the hospital for 3 stitches in his lip, removed a Metlakatla player for 1 game, and a coach for what could be the rest of the season. Haynes Doug Allrude called the game.
Very exciting game. Haynes came out really strong at the start of the game. Metlakatla started getting frustrated towards the end of the second quarter and right before halftime. They were up 25 at halftime on them. A lot of their shots weren't falling, and Haynes just couldn't seem to miss. And then at the start of the third quarter, Kyle got hit in the mouth. He had to end up getting 3 stitches in his lip last night at the hospital. But Haynes went on, I think we won by 37. And, it was kind of a bad game. It was nice for the win for Haynes, but Metlakatla, they lost their composure, a couple of the players, a lot of technical fouls. One guy was ejected for 2 technicals, got 3, and he wasn't allowed to play in their game today. But part of that was the coach really wasn't doing anything to keep the players from responding in the way they did. And apparently Metlakatla fired the coach. He wasn't here today. I'm told they've sent him home. So he won't be going back to Metlakatla. He won't be coaching there anymore.
The final score, 89-61 Haynes, sending the boys to the championship round against Mount Edgecombe on Friday night. Even if one of the home teams loses their championship game, each will have another shot at state. The loser from the champ game automatically gets a spot in the consolation bracket, which sends one team to state as second seed. If Haynes loses to Mount Edgecombe, they could end up playing Metlakatla again for runners-up. The Haynes girls are vying for the 3A regional championship along with Sitka, who they lost to twice this season, by more than 10 points each game. But that doesn't count the Glacier Bears out of first place, says Olrud.
Petersburg took them right down to the wire before Sitka beat that one, and they got out, pressed them really hard. And a lot of we talked to today are expecting that same type of game tonight. That as athletic as Haynes is, they can cause Sitka some problems with that press that they play. And if we can turn Sitka over, get some turnovers, get out in open transition, Haynes has a really good shot at winning that game.
If Haynes loses to Sitka, they would still have something of an advantage in the consultation bracket, since they would have a day's rest over their opponent. The Skagway boys came out on top on Thursday night, winning 74-54 against Heidelberg. Mark Jennings from Skagway called that game.
The boys came out really tough. I was impressed with the way they played defense. They got on a good offensive run with Thomas and Mickey, and they were able to frustrate Heidelberg's best player, whose name is Caden Carl. And Mickey kind of took him out of his game, and that's what won it for him. He's kind of their only offensive threat. He got frustrated, and it kind of was contagious for Heidelberg, and the boys were shooting the ball really well.
The boys play Kluwak on Friday the 5th. Skagway lost to the team earlier in the season. But if Friday's game is a loss, the boys have a chance to be tournament runners-up. And that slot would probably be between Skagway and Hoona, says Jennings. And he added, that could be challenging. The Panthers girls had a close call against Cake on Thursday, winning by 8 points. The girls play Yakutat Friday for the championship.
I think they're pretty loose. You know, a win's a win in tournament play. They didn't shoot the ball very well. They played really good defense, and the defense kept them in the game. Even when they shot poorly, which really hasn't happened all year. So it took them a little while to get going. You know, Cake, you know, they beat us last year. The year before, they held us from going to state. So a lot of it was mental, you know, but we're over that hurdle. Expect them to play a lot better tonight.
Jennings says if Skagway girls lose the Yakutat game on Friday, it's hard to say who they would be matched up against for second place. Results from the 2 and 3A Region 5 tournaments are at khns.org. Vogue loved them, so did GQ. Gap and Anne Klein modeled their clothes with them. Time magazine did a cover story when they were just kids. But they're not famous for fashion, design, or even movie stardom. The women of On Trio are classical musicians, and they're playing in Haines Monday night. The piano, cello, violin trio of Korean-American sisters is also known as the Seoul Sisters. That's S-E-O-U-L. They were born in the South Korean capital and each attended the Juilliard School in New York City, one of the world's most prestigious performing arts conservatories. They've played music festivals all over the world, appeared on MTV Unplugged, and have a one-of-a-kind style that critics praise, but sometimes really aren't sure how to classify. Tom Haywood is the president of the Haines Arts Council, which is bringing the trio to town.
I think this style will appeal to a wide range of people in Haines. We have lots of classical music enthusiasts in Haines, and they'll certainly appeal to them. But also the On Trio is known for taking modern music and putting it out in their style as well, in the format of a piano trio.
The Ons are often credited with bringing fresh audiences to classical music, with sounds that nobody could help but understand. They're three of few people in the concert and chamber music world who People magazine has named to their 50 Most Beautiful People list. Meanwhile, a separate review claimed that playing the way they do would make stars of the Ons if they were three ugly men. They've worked professionally with dancers, pop singers, DJs, painters, and even kite makers. The Honolulu Advertiser said they rock. Here's their recording of The Doors' Riders on the Storm.
For instance, there's music that they perform by The Doors, Mark O'Connor, Brian Adams, Pat Metheny. Many styles will be represented in their format. So I think that will appeal to the huge spectrum that Haines has.
Other notable reviews call their music breathtaking, full of meaning, sumptuous, adventurous, and even revolutionary from the Seattle Times. The girls grew up as a trio, learning instruments together in the same household. Lucia, one of the sisters, said online that when they were teenagers, they performed the Beethoven Triple Concerto all the time. But there are some things just about every teenage sibling has in common. She wrote, quote, "I remember having these huge knockdown fights and one of us walking out right before some of our most important rehearsals." She says after 10 years of touring, they're definitely more mature, but their sisterhood still shows. The LA Times says their music gets us thinking about the bonding power of family. And they'll win the hearts of devoted classical listeners, too. They've taken stunning reviews for the recordings of Ravel, Dvorak, and Shostakovich. And their latest of six albums, Lullaby for My Favorite Insomniac, made number 8 on the Billboard charts for 26 weeks in the classical category. Lucia also says after performing in all 50 U.S. states, Hawaii and Alaska are her favorites. But Haines is still lucky to have them, says Haywood.
There's always ways to trace back to opportunities, and in this case, I remember hearing stories about them on National Public Radio and being impressed by that, and then shortly thereafter finding that a tour was being planned by the Anchorage Concert Association to have the On Trio in Alaska. And I'm connected via teleconferences with other presenters in Alaska, and Jason Hodges up in Anchorage offered this out to other communities, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to jump on. So, in effect, here we have them, and they're just doing four places in Alaska. They're doing Kodiak, Anchorage, Juneau, and Haines. So I feel very lucky about that.
According to Strings Magazine, the On Trio throws off the pretensions of the concert world for something a little more provocative. The trio plays the Chilkat Center for the Arts on Monday, March 8th at 7 p.m. The ticket booth opens at 6:15, and tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for seniors over 60, 8 for students and 40 for families. Advance tickets are also available at the Babbling Book.
Haynes is just privileged to have a top-level group, and I've been sort of comparing this in my mind to the year we had the Moscow Chamber Orchestra here, where we knew they were right there at the top, and this is the same kind of thing, only with probably a younger energy. So just looking forward to going there and soaking it up.
More information about the On Trio is at their website, ahntrio.com. There, cellist Maria says they try to make classical music more mainstream by, quote, remembering that it's always been mainstream. Mozart was the Justin Timberlake of his time. Saraband was once banned because it was considered too sensual and erotic. We should celebrate all aspects of classical music and not be afraid to break out of a box, because that was never part of what classical music is about. Reporting for KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. If you miss a newscast or want to hear one again, check out khns.org and go to the listen page.